మీకు అలా ఛాలెంజ్ చేస్తున్నప్పుడు లైక్ దట్ వాజ్ లైక్ రియలీ వెరీ పీక్ టైమ్ ఫర్ యూ అండ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ప్రూవ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ టు యువర్ డాడ్ అండ్ మేక్ హిమ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ యువర్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ సమ్ అదర్ ఫీల్డ్. సో ఆ టైంలో ఏమైనా ఛాలెంజ్ కానీ లేకపోతే యునో టు మేక్ దెమ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ యు రియలీ వాంట్, డిడ్ యు ఫెల్ ఎనీ?
ఇట్ వాజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ దేర్ వాజ్ సమ్ రియలీ ఫ్రస్ట్రేటింగ్ టైమ్ ఫర్ మీ బికాజ్ I knew I could do really, I still today I believe, you know, I could have been a composer 5 years earlier too. I mean, before I did my first movie, I could have easily done music for a movie 5 years before that.
Okay.
Because some of the time I wasted in college and I used to be with my dad in his industry too.
Okay.
So I feel that 5 to 6 years I completely wasted it. Mm-hmm. All that time I knew that I was wasting time and music was kind of just at a stop, you know.
Okay.
I wasn't doing anything in music.
Okay.
So just my equipment at home was just turned off and I wasn't really composing nothing. So I was actually, you know, convincing my dad that, you know, this is not where I have to be. Music is what I need to do.
Okay.
So those 5 years I feel I still lost it, but I was very young. So it's okay, you know. Whatever happens happens for good.
Yeah.
And then when I was, you know, meeting people, there were kind of lots of, you know, comments which, you know, I didn't used to like, you know. Some people used to tell me on face, you know, no, you first learn Telugu.
Okay.
When you don't know the language, how will you compose for movies and all?
Correct.
So they used to be like, you won't know the lyrics, so how will you make a song where you don't know what it is saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, you know, used to get dejected sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that I have to do it. So I just heard that and just let it go, and I just kept on, you know, trying.
Coming to today's, you know, the music composers or something, I just meeru ippudu cheptunte naaku adi gurtochindi when they used to tell that first you have to learn the language and then get into the films. Now we see different composers from the other languages composing for Telugu films. Now what do you have to say about it?
It's a totally different scenario nowadays.
Yes.
Happy Days was 2007.
Yes.
And when I was struggling, you know, meeting people, it was probably 2003 or 4.
So
there was not much of social media back then, no reviews online, nothing, you know, just it was very simple and nice. So nowadays, there's so many composers coming in from different, you know, cities and countries. It's good because, you know, I see myself as a perfect example, you know, I don't have a command on Telugu language.
True.
Definitely not when I did Happy Days and KBL, you know.
The starting phase of your career.
So, I don't see, everyone knows that language is, you know, it's not really a barrier. When it comes to music, especially language, absolutely not. No. You can compose something in Brazil and, you know, people will like it. So, nowadays, it's been proven, you know, there's I've seen some composers in Bollywood, they're foreigners, you know, Westerners.
Correct.
But they're doing like so many ads and jingles and all that. So languages, I think nowadays it's not really a concern.